This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Yesterday, many Christians celebrated the first Sunday of Advent. It's a time of preparation for and anticipation of the birth of Jesus Christ. When I think of preparing for the Lord, and I'm talking here about the Lord, not the commercialized concept of Christmas, which is more about giving and receiving presents. But here, I'm addressing the pure acknowledgement of the Lord's presence in our lives, the living Christ in us. And when I ponder that this time of the year, I go to those passages in Isaiah where Isaiah prophesied about the coming of the Messiah, and also the New Testament, those passages about John the Baptist preparing the way of the Lord. And when you think of John the Baptist, try not to only see a wild man eating locusts and honey and wearing some sort of rough garment made of camel hair. He was that, to be sure, but beyond the attire and the diet, there was, I think, a tremendous leader. So think with me here. John the Baptist was a great leader because he never forgot his role. John's mission can be summed up by one word, preparer. He was preparing the way for the Lord. It was his happy chore to prepare a people for the coming of the Messiah. And he always, it appears, was content to stay within that one role, that mission. Though his life may seem extreme, I know most of us don't relate to a diet of locusts and honey, but the heart of it is this: he chose obedience. He said yes to God's mission. To be sure, he was popular, I mean, in his own right. Many people followed John, came out to hear him. Matthew 3:5 says, people from Jerusalem came from all of Judea and all over the Jordan Valley. They went out to see and hear John. And in John 3:23, it says, at this time, John the Baptist was baptizing at Enon near Salim because there was plenty of water there, and people kept coming to him for baptism. But he seemed to always be aware that as popular as he became in the role of a public speaker and leader, a revivalist, you might say, he wasn't the main man. He knew Jesus was. Like John the Baptist, a servant leader sees himself or herself as a friend of the bridegroom, Jesus, and is not preoccupied with their own visibility, his or her own role. John always managed to point people to Jesus. John cast his light on Jesus because John knew Jesus was the light of the world. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete, the Bible says in John 3:29. He must increase, John said, but I must decrease. Keep that in mind as you prepare for Christmas. I know it's several weeks away, but as you begin making plans for Christmas and going through that journey of Advent, remember who it's really about. The birthday celebration is not, after all, for us, but for Jesus. And then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out there and be that person God created you to be. Bed,
dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up.